Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Senate Tuesday night once again voted down a bill that would have ended the two-week-long government shutdown. Now, the shutdown's creating shortages in food assistance programs like SNAP and school meal subsidies. At the same time, food bank lines are getting longer. Franklin Odell lives in Memphis.
Federal employees having to work without pay, I think that's unacceptable. I don't see how that can happen. And in a free country, how are you forced to work and not get paid? Makes me wonder about the concept of free in this country.
Major airports across the country, including New York, Chicago, Salt Lake City, refusing to play DHS Secretary Kristi Noem's video to travelers that blames the government shutdown on Democrats, the airport citing political content, which violates the airport's policies. For the first time, the average price of a new car in the U.S. topping more than $50,000. That, according to Kelley Blue Book, used vehicle prices fell slightly as sales slowed. This is ABC News. Meta confirms that it's removed a Facebook page that was used to track the whereabouts of immigration agents at the request of the Justice Department. Alex Jones won't be headed to the nation's highest court.
The Supreme Court did not explain why it denied an appeal from conservative commentator Alex Jones. The conspiracy theorist was ordered to pay $1.4 billion in damages to victims' families of the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, defamed by the InfoWars host after he called the shooting a hoax. Attorneys for Jones argued to the court that the sum is an amount that can never be paid. 20 children and 6 adults were killed in the attacks. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and Fox News have signed a statement saying they will not agree to Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense's new rules for journalists based at the Pentagon. Hegseth's proposed rules would require outlets not only to report material authorized by the Pentagon. 7 other organizations rejecting it. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trig me. She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Midwest Farm Report, with me, Pam Yonke.
The Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know? So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle in Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first 5 games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up or 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to WISS, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers tonight, low upper 40s. Rain ends early tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high upper 50s. Another rain chance into Thursday, highs in the mid-60s. More showers around for Friday, then drying out and cooling down for the weekend. Currently 51 degrees.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, TV host, and host of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel. Then Tim Sowers from the Overture Center joins me to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Please, something. Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome in, everybody, on this Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Hour number two underway. Glad to have you along from the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison at the intersection of State and Fairchild. Zommers, let's take a quick look outside, shall we? At the old Sam Davidson street cam there in downtown Madison. Fairly quiet, overcast skies right now, but people milling about. What they're excited for, Zommers, is what's coming up tomorrow in Waukesha. Because now tomorrow, downtown Madison will be a ghost town. They'll all be in Waukesha, or at least we hope.
I believe so.
I think so, too. Talking about this great new film, if you're watching on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or X, you can see that I've done a costume change during the hour break out of my Bob Uecker jersey, at least for now, and into my green and gold. As we welcome in the producer, one of the producers and stars of this great new film, No Packers, No Life, Ty Morris, who was here earlier with us. But Ty, welcome back. You brought a great new friend, Ray Kubota.
Yes, thanks so much for having us. We got Ray here all the way from Japan.
This is amazing. You guys are already in the greater Milwaukee area. And Ray, let's start with you because Ty has been on before. We'll get back. Well, actually, you know what, Ty, set us up just for people that might not have joined us in other broadcasts. Tell us the synopsis in a minute or two of this film, No Packers, No Life, and how it came about.
Absolutely. 7 years ago, I'm wandering around Tokyo, been there 100 plus times, never seen a Packer jersey. And, you know, Tokyo's 40 million people. So on any given block, there's 100 bars. And it just so happened that I randomly walk into this bar and I see a guy in a Brett Favre jersey. And that's where this story starts 7 years ago. And I quietly whisper, "Go Pack, go." And this guy turns around and he goes, "Go Pack, go." And I'm like, "Go Pack, go." And then he screams, "Go Pack, go." And from there, we just started naming Packer players back and forth. And as we're doing this, people start coming out of the woodwork with Packer jerseys on. And I quickly learned that this was the Japanese Packers cheering team. And that's who I stumbled on that day. And Ray is a part of that team as well. So, yeah, that's the documentary is about meeting them and bringing them to Green Bay to watch some games.
Well, I've seen, we've played the trailer here a couple of times. We'll play it again tomorrow when we do the show live with you guys down in Waukesha. But already what I'm excited about is looking at something that, as Wisconsinites, we feel like it's ingrained in us as Packer fans. We feel like we know it. But to see this through the lens of someone from a different culture, from a different country, I think it's just going to be special and fascinating. By the way, folks, if you want to join us tomorrow, a handful of tickets, I understand, still available for tomorrow's premiere. It's at the Marcus Majestic Theater in Waukesha. Tickets are, yes, $100, but a portion of these proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin. Great food and drink included. Former Packers like Antonio Freeman going to be there. You can meet Ty and Ray and several others, and Sean, who's been on the show before. Go to nopackersnolife.com. nopackersnolife.com, and you can join us tomorrow night as well. And then on October 17th, Marcus Theaters throughout Wisconsin, including Green Bay, Madison, La Crosse, Gurnee, Illinois, and other places are going to start showing this film as well. So check it out at the MarcusTheaters.com site. Ray, let's go to you now. I'm excited to meet you. Welcome to Wisconsin. And what is it? Give us, how did this Packers cheering team, because when Sean first told me about Packer cheer team, I thought, like, are these like traditional, like Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders? No. This is a group of people that get together in Japan that cheer for the Green Bay Packers. How did this start?
One day, Ken, who is the most oldest person, wrote on the blog, let's get party. And this is a start of my Packer cheering team.
It was a Packer blog in Japan, and, you know, hey, let's have a party. Yeah. And boom, Packer fans showed up.
Now, I understand, Ray, are you the youngest person of of the group?
Wow. I'm the youngest person.
May I ask how old you are?
How old are you?
I'm 29 years old.
29. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, 29 years old. Yeah, and I'm very young, so... When I was in a junior high, I came across to the Packers game, Super Bowl 45th.
Wow, that's incredible! Yeah. So you're in this film, correct?
Yeah. Just a few seconds.
What's it like being a movie star now? I mean, you're in a film; it's going to be in a theater. What's that experience like for you?
Yeah, it's very very awesome experience. This is the start for my star.
You got the right guys around you. Believe me.
This is just the beginning for Ray.
Right.
The star is rising.
I mean, Brad Pitt, you know, watch out. I mean, Ray's going to knock him off this perch. So you're here in Milwaukee now. What, is this your second time in Wisconsin then?
Yeah. Last year, I came to the Wisconsin in Green Bay, and what's a Packers game.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. What's really important, though, Todd, is right now the Japanese Packers cheering team is 4-0 in games. So, I mean, if there's any strategy us Packer fans want, it's making sure these guys are at the game, because Ray was just here over the weekend. That was the fourth win, so loving it so far.
Wow, that's incredible. We're talking with Ty Morris and Ray Kubota from Ray is from Japan, a part of this brand new film called No Packers, No Life. And let me tell you how great these people are who are involved with this film. I have a bird in my ear who is telling me that the great folks at No Packers, No Life are willing to give away one more set. So two more tickets to tomorrow night's VIP premiere. You can be there in person. So we're going to, what's your favorite number? 1 through 10, Ray, between 1 through 10, what's your favorite number?
Between 1 through 10, pick a number.
Oh, 1 to 10?
Just pick one.
It's very, very, I like three.
Three.
Yeah.
All right. So what we're going to do is the third caller to call our phone line will win these two tickets, all right? You have people to join us tomorrow between 5:30 and 6:30. The movie is at 7. So give us a call, 855-752-4842. 855-742. 855-752-4842.
Jeez, Todd. All right. So give us a call. If you could join us tomorrow, we'll take caller number three. Ty, what was it like for you? Just you first met these folks in Japan, but then you got to know them. And what did you know after spending time that was unexpected? What didn't you expect to discover?
I think it was so amazing was just the core human component of it, right? So we all bonded over the Packers, but then we came to learn so much about each other. Like, oh, you know, this person likes to sing. This person also likes to make music. You know, this person also spends their weekends watching their kids play sports. Like, there's all these things that came out of it, you know, music, writing, like just so many components that we found hanging out with each other that, you know, walking down the street in Tokyo or in even in Wisconsin, we never would have known. We had this one thing that brought us together, and then we built all these relationships around it. And I think those friendships, to be honest, they've endured, and they become even more important. I mean, we love the Packers,
right?
But they become even more important than that. I mean, it's very deep.
And I that's the part of that. I mean, I love Packers, obviously, but that's the part of the story that I cannot wait to watch tomorrow night. And again, you can join us. You can still buy a handful of tickets left at nopackersnolife.com. Nopackersnolife.com. And for caller number three, you are going to get to join us. Zomers has been screening the calls. Hello, you're on the Todd Allball Show. Who am I talking with?
Joel,
where are you calling from?
Waukesha.
Right in Waukesha. Are you able to go to this event, the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, tomorrow at 5:30?
Yes, I am.
Well, congratulations. You are caller number three. You are going to get to meet Ty and Ray tomorrow, and to a lesser degree, Zomers and myself, but they're the stars of the show. So don't go anywhere, Joel. Thank you for listening on WAUK in Milwaukee, Waukesha. Do not hang up. Zomers will take your information off the air, and courtesy of the great people at No Packers, No Life, you're going to be our guest tomorrow.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Joel. Appreciate your listenership. So how about that, guys? I mean, it didn't take long at all, and people are calling in, and they're excited about this film.
I love it. I cannot wait for them to see it. I can't wait for Ray to sit in the theater coming all the way from Japan just to sit in a Marcus theater, have a beer, and watch his Japanese Packers cheering team on the screen. I think just sharing the moment, sharing our love for Wisconsin, our love for the team, and then just our love for each other. It's going to be awesome, man.
Ray, in your visits to Wisconsin, what surprised you about Wisconsin after you came here? What was unexpected about people here in Wisconsin or Green Bay that you didn't know before you visited?
Green Bay people is very, very welcome, closely and friendly. And it's very, very nice.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I, you know, as I have friends from Central America, and I think getting to know people from other countries, I've learned more about myself. And I bet you that the people that you stayed with and interacted in Green Bay, I bet you they would say the same thing about you and the cheer team from Japan, because I bet your friendliness and your welcoming was as well received by Wisconsinites as you felt that from the folks in Green Bay. And that's the great thing about the Packers, right, is that it brings us all together.
Yeah, and I think it's amazing because we all keep getting together, whether it's in Japan or whether it's in Wisconsin, we all keep getting together because, you know, we just discovered that bond. And, you know, for us Wisconsin people, it's amazing. I think you're totally right, Todd. It's like a mirror held up. And, in some ways, there was just beautiful things that I didn't appreciate about being a Wisconsinite, where it's like, wow, we really are, you know, these warm, friendly people that are like, yeah, sure, come stay at my house. Yeah, let's have a beer in the backyard next to a bonfire. Let's hang out and watch some football. It was really, you know, it was a proud moment for you know, being a Wisconsinite too.
I think it's great. Ray, when people visit Japan, are Americans kind of jerks, or are we friendly? Are most of them like Ty?
Yeah, he's very, very funny.
Very funny. That's great.
Yeah, very funny person.
You got to be able to laugh, right? From the trailer we saw you guys doing the ski shots. I mean, that's hilarious. That's great. So, well, I can't wait to meet you in person tomorrow, Ray, and Ty as well. We appreciate your time. Again, people can go to nopackersnolife.com. A couple of tickets still left for tomorrow's world premiere in Waukesha at the Marcus Theater. And then across the state, starting on October 17th, you can buy tickets at marcustheater.com. Ty Morris and Ray Kubota, thank you very much. We appreciate you, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Go Pack Go!
Thanks for having us. Go Pack Go! See and, you tomorrow.
All right, we'll talk to you later, guys. Thank you very much. Stay Take tuned. Care. More on the other side. It's the All Balls Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt Nair on Air.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump still thinks he's a game show host at The Apprentice. Heard this great perspective about Tiffany not getting Trump's endorsement. If Josh Schumann feels like he's got to take some shots at Tiffany, which might weaken him, but it makes him look better to Trump to maybe get the endorsement, this is what Trump likes. He doesn't have any incentive to endorse Tiffany as long as he can keep playing him and Schumann off each other.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on WISS.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Across Wisconsin, it's the All Balls Show. Thanks for joining us on NCLS Day 2. That's right, the Brewers taking on the Dodgers tonight. How great was that, Zomers, having Ray from Japan on the show? He's in Milwaukee for the premiere of No Packers, No Life. He's going to the game tonight. You can't blame him for, you know, rooting for Shohei Ohtani.
No, you really can't. I mean, and he is a fantastic player.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, geez, you're from Japan. You get to see one of the people from your...
An absolute legend, really.
A legend, right, in Japan. You get to see him pitch live tonight at AmFam Field. So I hope that Ray has a great time. I just hope that Shohei doesn't win.
Yeah. Maybe Shohei can have a decent play or two as long as it doesn't win the game.
Exactly right. The Dodgers taking on the Brewers tonight, 6:30 for the pregame show, 7 o'clock. That's when things will get underway at AmFam Field for Game 2. The Dodgers won last night in a close one, 2-1. What a game. Going to talk about that in just a little bit. You can hear the game tonight on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN Racine Kenosha, WCQ in Park Falls, and WBZH in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. And thanks to Sean Hanisch for giving away two more tickets to that world premiere. How cool is that? And thanks, Joel, for listening and calling in. And so we got somebody from Waukesha going now. So we got people from all over, all kinds of listeners going.
Exactly.
So that's a lot of fun. You can join Zomer and I at the event tomorrow. We're going to do the show from the Majestic Theater, the Marcus Theater in Waukesha tomorrow. And hopefully some former Packers on the show. Ty, Sean, other people from the film will be with us as well. And talking about really this connection between Wisconsin and Japan and the Green Bay Packers. Of course, you can hear the Packers on several of our stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, we're going to play some of these cuts from last night on the from the Brewers-Dodgers game in a bit. Might get to a couple more news stories. But first, how about a little What's Worse, Zombers? Here we go, What's Worse. Yes. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard in all 10 news, weather, sports station, talk stations across the state of Wisconsin. All right, now a lot of people are going to be going out to eat to watch the Brewer game, because a lot of people, they like to go to a bar or go to a Packers game, and supper clubs in particular, right, on the weekend. Or occasionally during Thursday or Friday, maybe as well. So, category today, bread edition. We should dial up some bread. Can you name one song by Bread? I cannot.
Phil Not D, off the top of my head,
Phil
no.
D could. Terry Barr could. I cannot. Anyway, so here's the category. Dinner roll or no dinner roll? A dinner roll or no dinner roll? In other words, do you want a dinner roll with your meal when you go out or no dinner roll? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. See, I can say it now fine, but during the contest, I couldn't say it. I don't know what's the matter with me. Also, you can text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today, your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Text us in. What's worse, dinner roll or no dinner roll? Zomers?
I feel like for this one, the deciding factor is how hungry you are. Because I don't know a whole lot of people who are able to eat bread and don't like it.
Right.
Like I love bread.
Good point.
Obviously. Because I am able to eat it. I'm right. Thankful that I don't have celiac or something like that. And I love a good dinner roll. Nice and warm. Get a little bit of fresh, like real butter on there. Yeah. That is delicious.
It's fantastic, right? Checking in, our very own Terry Barr on YouTube watching. We appreciate Terry as always. She says a warm dinner roll with tons of butter.
Exactly. It's delicious. Right. The problem is I am no longer an insatiable black hole like I was when I was 12. And so now, like, if I'm ordering something or making a meal that I'm excited for and want to eat more of, then I won't, you know, I don't actually want or won't make dinner rolls because I want to be able to eat more of it. So
yeah,
I feel like dinner.
There's nothing when you go out. I mean, but I think you kind of nailed it, Zomers. I mean, I don't, especially in a place that will serve you a dinner roll. I'm not eating at those kind of places, you know, weekly.
Right.
So I feel like, you know, when you make it a special time and you go out to a place like that, I mean, I love a good dinner roll.
Me too.
Tom, oh, here we go. See, this is why I love this show, amongst many reasons. Our great listeners. Tom in Hartford, listening on WAUK, says, Horse with No Name. There's a song by Bread. I love that. No, it's not.
Horse with No Name is by America.
See, Terry could have told us that.
Sorry,
as well.
That is close. It's the right vibe. It is
the right vibe.
But no, all I right. pulled up Make It With You by Bread for the
all
way out.
All right, very good. Very good. What's worse, dinner roll or no dinner roll? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I'm with Terry on this and you. I mean, some places will bring you like those little mini loaves, like they just baked like a mini loaf of bread.
I love those.
And they bring a big knife and you cut it at the table. And it's warm and it's delicious.
It's been so long since I've had one of those, but they're so good.
It's fan-danged. Well, I got together with my friend Nick Johnson, who used to work with me at the Capitol, and we went to the Tornado Room here in Madison.
All right.
We stopped over there for a nice dinner to catch up, And Marge, shout out to Marge, who listens to this show. I didn't know that until I went to make reservations. So thank you, Marge, for getting us a very nice quarter table in the bar, a booth.
And for not hanging up on you when you tried to make reservations.
Yeah, another place. We had a booth in the bar, thanks to Marge, and they bring you warm, fresh bread like that and a big old slab of Wisconsin butter.
Mm.
All right, we'll finish this up on the other side. Also, hear some of the cuts from the Brewers game last night and more. Do not go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday. Right now, a farm update with Pam Yonke and her team at the Midwest Farm Report. You're listening to the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
I really think that we could make it.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on WISS, Oshkosh and Appleton.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Senate Tuesday night once again voted down a bill that would have ended the two-week-long government shutdown. Now, the shutdown's creating shortages in food assistance programs like SNAP and school meal subsidies. At the same time, food bank lines are getting longer. Franklin Odell lives in Memphis.
Federal employees having to work without pay, I think that's unacceptable. I don't see how that can happen. And in a free country, how are you forced to work and not get paid? Makes me wonder about the concept of free in this country.
Major airports across the country, including New York, Chicago, Salt Lake City, refusing to play DHS Secretary Kristi Noem's video to travelers that blames the government shutdown on Democrats, the airport citing political content, which violates the airport's policies. For the first time, the average price of a new car in the U.S. topping more than $50,000. That, according to Kelley Blue Book, used vehicle prices fell slightly as sales slowed. This is ABC News.
The Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know? So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle in Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first 5 games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up or 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Taylor Swift has gotten tons of attention lately, first for having the number one movie and number one album in America, and then for showing up at her first Chiefs game since her engagement to Travis Kelce was announced, making her pretty much the first lady of the Kansas City Chiefs. But if anyone saw the recent Us Weekly, they would know that Taylor's got some stiff competition, as the headline read, "Brittany Mahomes rocks white shirt and denim while kissing Patrick Mahomes at Chiefs game," and you thought it was a slow news week. If you actually take time out to read the article, she also had a red handbag and let her long blonde locks fall in soft waves. Damn, I've been trying to break that story for weeks. But if you thought that was juicy, Us Weekly recapped 2 of Britney's Instagram posts. That's right, folks. In America, you have the option of reading about social media posts a couple days later as opposed to reading them hot off the send button. And if all that fails, you can listen to someone make fun of the posts and the article in my Hollywood Beats. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on WISS, Oshkosh, and Appleton.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers tonight, low upper 40s. Rain ends early tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high upper 50s. Another rain chance into Thursday, highs in the mid-60s. More showers around for Friday than drying out and cooling down for the weekend. Currently 51 degrees.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Did you know Packer Love is international? Join us Wednesday from the Marcus Theater in Waukesha for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, the story of Japanese Packers fans.
There's a Wisconsin story about our state, our team, who we are, and then there's a universal story about people from all over coming together, regardless of culture, distance, language barrier, and finding amazing community over something completely unexpected.
Join us Wednesday, 2 to 4 for the Todd Allball Show.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time on location for the Majestic Theater in Waukesha, Wisconsin for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. Filmmakers, former Packers, all on the show.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Song. Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Aaron Zommers. Glad to have you along here on this Tuesday, October 14th, game two day of the NLCS. Dodgers visiting the Brewers. More on that in just a bit, but first of all, finishing up today's category of what's worse, dinner roll or no dinner roll. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. David, listening in to the old RC on WRCE in Richland Center, says, if by bread dinner roll, warm with butter, warm not because the Milwaukee manager had it in his back pocket. No, no pocket pancakes, no pocket dinner rolls or butter, I don't believe, David. But thank you, appreciate that. By the way, the song coming in there, Everything I Own by Bread, Matt in Richland Center, one of our great UPS drivers in Richland Center, listening on WRCE, says, I would give everything I own for a different what's worse question. This is another doobie smoking question. I can neither confirm nor deny CP's state of soberness when he wrote this one.
I will say, though, very clever using the bread song there.
Yeah, well done, Matt. Well done indeed. Let's see here. Also, this is fantastic. Kurt in Madison, listening on MDX, says, a Lambert's Cafe is the restaurant famous for throwing dinner rolls at customers. This tradition is a signature part of the dining experience at the location in Foley, Alabama, and Sixton and Ozark, Missouri. Diners can raise their hands to signal a server who will then toss them a hot, fresh roll. You better have good hands or you might go hungry, right?
You might just have to, you know, I wonder how many of them miss. How many times does it end up on the floor?
I bet the servers hit it, but it's just a matter of whether the guests can catch it.
Yeah.
You know? Chris, listening in beautiful Blue River on WRCE, says, I need me some carbs. Arthur's Restaurant in Spring Green used to bring you a fresh loaf of bread. Indeed, they did. Maybe they still do. Haven't eaten there in a minute. Great place in beautiful Spring Green, Wisconsin. Arthur's, one of our many fine supper clubs throughout Wisconsin here, right? 855-752-4842. Wow, what happened to my voice there? I'll tell you what happened in just a minute. Troy, one of our big winners, who's going to be down with us tomorrow in Waukesha for the premiere of No Packers, No Life at the Marcus Theater. Troy, again, congratulations. Thanks for listening. What's worse, dinner roll or no dinner roll?
Yes, and I'm really looking forward to it for tomorrow.
Me too.
Definitely no dinner roll. I like something to sop up the gravy with.
Another great point, so, right? Yeah.
Yes. And I've eaten at Lambert's, and it's
really
fun. They also walk around with sides in like buckets.
Really? And like mashed potatoes and stuff?
If you want more sides, they'll bring you sides over. Sides are all you can eat, basically.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I have to check that out sometime in those areas. Thanks, Troy. Safe travels. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Steve in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK, says, got to have the yeast roll with the meal. Yeah, good yeast dinner roll. Absolutely. PJ watching on YouTube says, no dinner roll equals no appetizer bread. Sticks are addicting with garlic butter. Yeah, right? A breadstick. I mean, those great supper clubs we have in Wisconsin. We'll do a whole segment on that. I think Terry Barr has actually done a reporting of maybe our Slice of Wisconsin series on Wisconsin supper clubs, because you get the relish tray, and some places have like you got the Owl's Nest cheese dip, amongst others, spread that's made here in Wisconsin, and you get the breadsticks, and you get the crackers. And my grandpa Wallace, we go to a supper club. And you go through the salad, because you get salad bar at these places as well. And we're not talking any, you know, just run of the mill. These are a meal in and of themselves sometimes. And he used to take two or three, you know, breadsticks that come in pairs in a little plastic, and he used to put them in his pocket and to take them home. And my grandma would say, Warren, honestly, well, I paid for it.
Also with supper clubs, there are some books about Wisconsin supper clubs.
Yes.
There's two of them, which were gifted to me for Christmas last year by Pat Kreitlow. Thank you very much, Pat.
Well, that's very cool.
He's had the author on his show.
Wow, that's
who
neat.
Was also involved with a movie about Wisconsin supper clubs. Mm-hmm. So we have a connection if we want to talk about that.
I think we should do that sometime, because there are so many in all parts of Wisconsin. It is a Wisconsin thing, Wisconsin supper clubs. So, Zomer's very – I think we both have already said it, but officially, what's worse?
Yeah, officially, I am going to say that no dinner roll is worse.
Totally agree. Can't go to a supper club or a nice restaurant and not have hot, fresh bread. All right, 40 minutes now past the hour, or 20 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, whichever you prefer. Want to play a couple of these cuts from the Brewer game last night. Now, here's what happened. And Zomer is going to attest to this, as he witnessed it firsthand. We're cleaning up after the show. We're getting ready for today's show. And I'm packing things up. I got my backpack on, my Brewers jacket on. I'm ready to head out. And I get a phone call from our friend, Sean Hanisch, of Just a Bit Outside and No Packers, No Life. And he says, quick question. Would you want to go to the game tonight? I said, are you crazy? What? And he goes, yeah. And I'll let him, if he wants at some point, tell the rest of the story. But I'm going to cut to the chase. He and his son had tickets to the game, and he was able to get, shall we just say, an upgrade. And so he was going to be somewhere else in the ballpark. And so one of his team members on Cannonball Productions that has done No Packers, No Life is in town for tomorrow night's event in Waukesha. And so his name is Derek, lovely person. We sat next to each other last night. He said, Derek's going to use one, but if you want, the other one is yours, no cost. I said, I'm there. And so I have left the station and headed down to I-94 and got to, and get this, is the kind of guy Sean is. He goes, also, I have a parking pass. I'll just forward that to you. So the guy picked up the ticket plus the parking, and I got there like in the middle of the second inning. And what was really cool about it, and by the way, thank you, Sean, for your extraordinary graciousness and kindness and thinking of me, is that I literally parked out in the Euchre Yout parking lot. Like, I was halfway to downtown Milwaukee. I was like in the last row. So I had to walk all the way through the parking, the far parking, to get in. And I was coming in on the back side of AmFam Field, and they had the panels open. The roof was closed, but the panels were, so you could see inside, and the sound.
That's always so cool.
Coming out with a full stadium was just, it gave me goosebumps walking in last night. And then to get in there and sat next to Derek from Cannonball Productions, great guy, and watch this game, and to be there and to literally feel that energy, because that place was rocking last night. I anticipate it will be again tonight. Great crowd, and to see this firsthand was amazing. So thank you, Sean. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so my voice is a little little rough today.
Probably not going to be a whole lot better because you're busy this week. I can attest. It was very funny. We were talking about planning for the show, just about wrapping up for the day. And then you're like, oh, I got to take this hit, Sean.
Right.
And you know, all that happens. And I'm like, get out of here. Go.
Dave in New Berlin says, holy crap, Todd. You change clothes more often than Cher. Yes, because I had my Brewers jersey on. Then I changed into my Packers stuff for the stuff with Ty and Ray. And now I'm back in my Bob Uecker Milwaukee. I wish I had as much talent as Cher has in her pinky toe. You know, I mean, wow, that'd be great. All right, let's get to these highlights last night. And there were a couple, actually. Let's start with the big one. This is the call by Brian Anderson on TBS last night on television of Sal Frelick saving a grand slam. Bases were loaded, Dodgers at the plate, and, well, we'll let you hear for yourself. Here's the call by BA on TBS Sports.
For two, and Muncy skies one to center field. Hit well. This one's got a chance. Frelick going back to the wall. He leaps. It's in and out of his glove, but he caught. Might have a play at the plate. The throw, not in time. No, he's out. He's out.
It was incredible. So what happened was, I forget who the Dodger hitter was, up and hits this 404 feet. Frelick times it perfectly. He was playing center last night. Times it perfectly. Jumps up. Ball hits his glove as it would have been a grand slam. Hits his glove, and it bounces back into play, and it hits the outfield wall, and then into Frelick's hands and glove. He throws it into the infield. Was it Ortiz that made the...
I think so.
I think Ortiz made the throw then to Contreras, who gets the out at the plate, and then as B.A. said on the call, there's chaos. The Dodgers don't know what happened. They got to go back and tag. And then Contreras runs down to third, touches third for the forced out there. And if you were in the ballpark or you're watching it on TV, I don't know. I forget who was on second, the Dodger, who stayed there because they didn't know for sure what had just happened. And Contreras walks over to second and gets right in the face of the Dodger on second. And I don't know what they said, but the body language did not seem to be, how are you doing?
Very smart of Contreras, though, to jog over to third just in case it played out the way it did.
Right.
I was watching it on TV, and when this happens, someone runs up to go talk to Sal, and you can see, I will clean up for radio, you can clearly read his lips as he's saying, what the heck just happened?
Right. It was, a lot of people are saying on social and other places, sports writers, never seen a play like that, certainly not in postseason.
I think that's the first one like that in postseason.
What a tremendous defensive effort last night by Frelick, and quite frankly, the entire team. Now, you had this guy, Snell, who was pitching for the Dodgers last night, probably one of the top five pitchers in Major League Baseball. Here is Pat Murphy, manager of the Brewers last night, courtesy of our own great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, who was in the clubhouse last night after the game. This is Clemens getting the audio from Murph on going up against Snell.
Anything going, you know, those pitches are really hard to bunt. They're really hard to put in play. And, you know, we don't usually punch out 10 times, but, you know, it's what happened. And our defense was great. I mean, our defense played great. The play Sal made, Collins made a great play. Terang made three or four really nice plays. That was a great performance on our half. Our pitching staff, for the most part, did a really, really good job. You know, Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while. So,
we have the time to play the next Murph clip on Freddie Freeman. We want to come back and do that. All right, we'll come back on the other side and do that. Also, a quote by or a cut from Sal Frelick on that double play ball last night. And Yelly, got a cut from him, courtesy of Mike Clemens as well. We always appreciate Mike's great reporting. Again, a guy who's just everywhere these days with the Brewers in postseason, the Packers, the Badgers, he's everywhere. And what was great about this game, and I'm not sure if it came through on television, radio or not, is that being there, these guys, our Brewers, they're locked in. I was a wreck in the stands. But these guys are locked in. I got a good feeling about tonight. We'll talk about tonight's game on the other side. A few more cuts. You're listening to the All Ball Show across Wisconsin and Civic Media. Just to touch you.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
If you've always wanted to see what the Oshkosh YMCA is all about, this is an opportunity for you. A spooky one. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 25th from 5 till 7 p.m., the Oshkosh Y is having a community night, a free event where your whole crew can enjoy a night of skating plus activities for the whole family. There'll be a bounce house, basketball, ice skating, swimming, and so much more. Plus, it's spooky themed, so costumes are encouraged. So check it out. Go to WISS.FM and click events.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Civic Media Radio Network, 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock, the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News. Keep it playing there, Zombers. Depending on which of the stations you listen to, weather update, sports update with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, and then Schwabba comes in, Pete Schwabba, for Nightlight from 6 until 8. Love this song from the Violent Femmes, a Wisconsin-based band. You can hear it in the great film, Just a Bit Outside, story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, by our friends Sean Hannish and Kelly Call. It is streaming for free on the Roku channel, also available on Apple TV, on Amazon Prime, and a couple other places as well. It's a great primer. Get you ready for the NLCS tonight. You can hear it on many of our fine Civic Media stations on the Brewers Radio Network, LA Dodgers, taking on our Milwaukee Brewers for Game 2 of the NLCS. Pregame show at 6:30. First pitch just after 7 o'clock. You can hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. Catch it! Brewer fever. Got a good feeling for tonight. Freddie Peralta on the mound for the Crew tonight. It should be a good one. We'll bring you some of the highlights tomorrow on the show. Quickly, let's go to the phone lines. Jack in Merrimack, one of our great regular callers, listeners, was occupied, predisposed earlier, wants to get in on the what's for us for today. All right, Jack, give us the answer for today. What's worse, dinner roll or no dinner roll?
Definitely no dinner roll. And I want to give a shout out to a local Milwaukee restaurant, the Packing House, because every meal from the French onion soup is all you really have to order. And they'll give you one of these little mini loaves of bread. It comes out hot, and it's really good with fresh butter on it. Oh, by the way, they also have great entertainment from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I really like the place, obviously.
The Packing House in Milwaukee. All right. That sounds great. I think what we should do, I'm going to pitch this to our people on the 12th floor. I think a supper club tour of Wisconsin is in order.
That would be awesome.
Appreciate it, Jack. Have a great day up there in Merrimack, wherever we find you today. All right. Let's finish a couple of these clips from after last night's game. Dodgers beat the Brewers 2-1. I was going to say in the ninth inning, Brewers had a chance. This is Pat Murphy, Brewers manager, on Freddie Freeman, who got the lone home run against the Crew last night.
I mean, our defense played great. The play Sal made. Collins made a great play. Terang made three or four really nice plays. That was a great performance on our half. Our pitching staff, for the most part, did a really, really good job. You know, Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
I heard that driving back last night at the post game show, and I thought that was hilarious. That's just Murphy, right? You know, hoping I oversleeps. Sal Frelick, who's better than Sal Frelick? Answer, nobody. Sal Frelick on his great catch last night that resulted in that double play.
Max put a good swing on it, went back, figured it was close to the wall. I don't know if it was going out or not, so just wanted to give myself a play at it and jumped up, and ball kind of tipped off my glove, and then I just kind of saw it floating there, so I grabbed it and just fired it into Joey because I saw Teoscar was going like back to third to tag, and yeah, I didn't really know what had happened. I didn't know it hit the wall at the time, so yeah, kind of weird one.
Weird, but I mean, it was just fantastic to watch. I mean, and just what great skills to time that just right, to have to jump up on the wall, catch it as it would have gone out of the ballpark, and to save a grand slam, and just to be nonchalant about it like that.
Like you said, they're locked in. They're focused on the game.
Yeah, they really are. Christian Yelich, last night after the game, talking to our own Mike Clemens in the clubhouse on that run they got in the ninth and facing the Dodgers.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late, and we gave ourselves a chance. You know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing, and made it interesting at the end. Obviously, wish we could have pulled it out, but we knew the series was going to be a battle. It was going to be a lot of close games. This one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
Absolutely. Christian Yelich last night after the game talking with our own Mike Clemens, sports reporter, in the clubhouse. I'm not just saying this. I actually do feel good about the Brewers' chances tonight because they were not intimidated. I'll tell you that. They were not intimidated by the Dodgers. And they went up against Snell, one of the best pitchers in baseball, who had a great night. And that happens. I don't think anybody thought this was going to be a sweep by any sort. And remember, like in the Bucks case, it can't be Brewers in six unless you lose one or two, right? Because I think the Brewers win tonight. I feel good about their chances of getting back to Milwaukee because I don't think that LA is going to win three straight in Los Angeles. I might be wrong, but it's interesting, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, that all the games in Los Angeles, and so they get the day off tomorrow. It's a travel day. Then they play in Los Angeles for game three at 5:08 local. That's 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Los Angeles. And then game four on Friday would be at 7:38 local time, 5:38 on the West Coast. So they're going to have to play a couple of these games, you know, and then also on Saturday's game, if needed, or game five is 7:08 as well. So these games on the West Coast are going to be early. LA traffic, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I feel good about the Brewers' chances tonight. Hope you tune in on many of our great civic media stations and the Brewers Radio Network. Zommers, thank you to you doing a great work on the board, as always, to Ty Morse of the great film No Packers, No Life, and Ray Kubota of the same film as well. We'll see you from Waukesha tomorrow at the Majestic Theater for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. Cannot wait for that. Be with us then. Until then, Todd Allball saying, whatever you believe in, whatever you are fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Go Crew. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump Tuesday saying that a major component of his 20-point peace plan, the disarming of Hamas in Gaza, must happen.
President Trump issuing a stark warning to Hamas, telling me at the White House Tuesday.
And if they don't disarm, we will disarm them. And it'll happen quickly and perhaps violently.
The president said Hamas knows he is, quote, not playing games. I asked what deadline he would put on the group before taking action. He said, quote, a reasonable period of time. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell Tuesday saying a hiring slowdown is a growing risk to the U.S. economy, suggesting the Fed will cut interest rates twice more this year. Another vote Tuesday to end the shutdown went down in the Senate. Democrats still pushing a funding bill that would restore health care funding. President Trump meeting with Argentina's president at the White House Tuesday after granting the South American country $20 billion in assistance. He says it's not a bailout. This is ABC News.